Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 7 with verses 27 through 28. With your whole heart, honor your father. Your mother's birth pangs do not forget. Remember, of these parents you were born. What can you give them for all they have gave you? Honoring one's mother and father is tough to talk about in my world. It is a moral and ethical principle that is valued in many cultures and religions. Why is honoring them so important? Well, our parents are the ones who brought us into the world, cared for us, nurtured us. Honoring them is a way to express gratitude for their efforts, sacrifices, and unconditional love they have shown us throughout our lives. It is important, and it isn't always seemingly easy. Some parents have to be forgiven, where a belt of correction seems to come to mind, or the pure drunkenness of life situations as excessiveness fills your soul. Think of the way you were disciplined, and then imagine today's world. We have surely learned our lessons and gained a whole lot of wisdom that our parents have accumulated from a wealth of life experience, knowledge and understanding of how to forgive or insult. Honoring them means acknowledging their guidance and advice, which can significantly contribute to our personal growth and development. Or we can insult them and never forgive life situations that were created in haste of underlying traumatic experiences or addictive personalities that one day you either repent from or die from in your waste. Honoring parents helps to preserve and strengthen family values and traditions. It fosters a sense of unity, respect, and cohesion within the family, creating a supportive and loving environment for everyone involved. Without forgiveness, families become filled with separation and selfishness, where lonely hearts die from the lack of love displayed. By honoring our parents, we set an example for future generations. It teaches our own children about the importance of respecting, forgiving, and valuing their own parents, promoting healthy family dynamics, and nurturing strong relationships. We all have our own stories, parents and children alike. My dad was an alcoholic who used to force as an emotional tool to get what he wanted. There was no sexual abuse. There was severe bouts of drunken anger and physical aspects of being corrected, disciplined to become the man I am today. I too had to forgive. My dad received this forgiveness and felt my love as he said goodbye to the world, dying in my arms at the age of 80. Forgiving our parents can contribute to our own emotional well-being and overcome the depression of loneliness and separation. Here we focus on positive connections in Christ and reduce conflicts within the family, leading to more harmonious relationships and a sense of belonging. We must seek community support and find the joy of giving, overcoming the disdain for separation and fear. We must honor our mother and father, no matter the situation of need. Forgive and love instead of greed. I must admit my mom fit the bill. She was always loving and encouraging still. I love her and all moms through and through. Excited in Christ's redemption, what it must prove. Amen. Please join me in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am Sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. Prayers from our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. We pray for them. We talk about them today silently. We ask for their forgiveness and their correction still. Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our little boy named David Alexander to be born in February. We praise God. And we thank you, Jesus, as we pray all of this in his precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 7. We're in verses 27 and 28 today. We have a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Father Honor with Heart Whole Yours. Father, honor with heart whole yours. Forget not pangs of your mother you created. Born of these two, remember for sure. Give what you were given by them to you, not debated. Amen. I'm Tom Shukers Wiggins. It is January 3rd. And we're recording this morning at 5:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we certainly pray for our families today. We pray for my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, who's so understanding and loving. We pray for all the mothers of all of the world and pray for their forgiveness, too. Pray for encouragement of forgiving children and parents alike and allowing parents and children to live a harmonious, joyful life in Christ and the Lord. No matter who you may choose to prove love is, that love does forgive in all things, and we pray for that forgiveness. No matter who you are this morning, we know who we love to share our love with. Those who are lost the most, those who are just languished the most, those who are needing the most love. And in today's world, today is shared love over the oppression of non-forgiveness. Amen. So we close today in Jesus' name as we do at 8:44 in angels surrounding us. Jesus. 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 God bless you, my friends, in Jesus' name. Forgive fathers and mothers. Amen.